The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice to see everybody tonight. We'll get started in maybe just a minute or so. So just double check, make sure you have what you need to be able to sit comfortably and in a relatively upright, relatively still way for our guided meditation, which we'll begin in a moment. And as I often mention, it's a nice time, this first minute or so, just to look around on the Zoom screen. And we use our sense of community. You know, we have to use this visual experience. We're not smelling each other. We're not hearing each other so much. But yeah, we are in community, believe it or not, spread around much wider space than when we gather in the room at Common Ground in Minneapolis. And it's truly a beautiful thing for a group of human beings to have the great fortune, you know, time and interest and the capacity to come together like this, because we're interested in having a more honest, direct, immediate, kind, and wise connection with the nature of our mind, the nature of our heart, the nature of our experience, so that we can live in a wiser way, in a more compassionate way. It's a gift to ourselves, it's a gift to everyone. So I'll go ahead and paste, just in case there are a few of you who are unfamiliar. We've been chanting the three refuges, which I've just pasted. And also there you'll see the information about offering a donation if you'd like. And we've gotten something from Nancy, which I'll send out in next week's email. But if anybody else who's been around for a while and understands how Common Ground for these 28 years now, since 1993, we've operated offering everything freely. And if you found your own way of relating to that and just your own reflections on generosity and you want to share something, feel free to write it and I'll link to it in next week's email, and you can just send it to me. And it's just nice to have people sharing from their own experience. Like, it's sort of, you know, in some ways it's easier when somebody says, oh yeah, it costs this much. But at Common Ground, we're really interested in having a relationship with everyone. And part of what it means to be in relationship is like learning how to show up and learning how to feel what we feel when we show up. And are we taking advantage, or are we feeling guilty and giving too much? Because, you know, the last thing we want is to be on the downside where we haven't given enough, so we overcompensate, and even in a way that's inappropriate given our other duties and responsibilities in our lives. So, you know, we all have our own particular set of neurotic tendencies around money and around generosity and stinginess. And this particular relationship you have with Common Ground and the teacher and the community here, you know, there's no right or wrong way, except this invitation, you know, for all of us to do our best to have a relationship with integrity, so that whenever we think about our relationship to this class, to each other, to the teacher, it leaves a good taste in our mouth. We don't have remorse. It feels good. But it doesn't mean you have to give a gift of money, right? Because for some people, that's just not going to make sense given what's going on. You may be deeply in debt or out of work or have to raise a bunch of kids and send them to college. So there's any number of reasons why giving money may not make sense. But that doesn't mean you're out of the loop of generosity. You just have to find another way, you know, like really having a lot of good wishes and appreciation. That's a way to participate in the circle of giving and receiving. And, you know, we give in other places. That circle doesn't have to involve Common Ground directly. So we all have to figure it out for ourselves, and we have our sensitive heart that will give us feedback if we are interested enough in listening. So that's my little take, but it may be nice to hear from some other people, and I'll send out Nancy's reflection next week, and anybody else who wants to send me your reflection, go ahead, and I'll link all those in the next week's email. But let's go ahead and do our opening chant, the three refuges. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. And we settle in a sense of coming home to the body, the sense of belonging here in the experience of the body. Mindfulness immersed in the body. And allowing a sense of stillness to arise, not a forced sense, but a stillness that comes from feeling settled and a willingness to let these sensations here that are coming and going, let them be good enough, safe enough to be relatively still and settled. And it feels good to be immersed, mindfulness immersed in the body. Making peace with the way it is. And in a relaxed way, we'll review our meditation from last week using the really simple anatomical parts. So we begin at the head and just sensing and understanding there is skin here. around the head, including the hair of the head and the skin of the face, back of the head, sides, the skin around the ears, just resting in that simple truth. There is skin here. Both the idea and any felt sense of skin here at the head. The awareness to the neck and the throat, and again, just simply understanding their skin here. Skin of the neck. And one shoulder, sensing, understanding skin in that one arm, upper arm, bend of the elbow, lower arm, back of the hand, palms and fingers, skin, just skin here. The truth of skin in the arm, the hand, the shoulder, and then the other shoulder, top of the shoulder, sensing the skin, and down the other arm, upper arm, skin, bend of the elbow, sensing, understanding the skin of the forearm and the back of the wrist, back of the hand, the palm, skin of the fingers, fingertips, nails of both hands, lots of skin in the arms, and the upper part of the torso, upper half, sensing the skin here, the clothes, probably making contact with the skin. Stretching over the torso, down to the bottom half of the torso. Just that sense of skin along the back, along the abdomen, sides. Skin. The simple truth of skin. We're neither attracted to the skin, but nor do we need to be repulsed by it. It's just skin. And then choose one of the hips. Notice the skin here along the buttocks, along that particular thigh, the bend of the knee, around the calves and shins, just skin. Through the ankle down to the calloused heel, the skin along the tops of the feet, and the more callous skin along the bottoms of the feet, and around the toes and the nails of that foot, lots of skin. And then bringing the attention to the other hip, sensitive, aware of the skin. Skin of the thigh, around the knee, around the calves and shins. And the skin of this ankle, down to the heel, sides and tops of the feet, skin along the bottoms of the feet, skin around the toes, feel, sense the toenails, lots of skin here too. Whole body wrapped in skin. Just keeping that in mind for a few seconds, the very simple, ordinary truth of skin. Neither attracted nor repulsed by this simple truth, there is skin, skin of the body. And letting that sink in, that truth, there is skin. non-attachment to the skin. And then we sense, starting at the bottoms of the feet where we left off, the very simple and ordinary truth of flesh. The fleshy parts, the juicy parts. So we're using both the idea and our imagination and any felt sense of the meaty, fleshy parts in the feet, pads of the toes, up through the calves, the muscle, the fleshy parts here, through the joints of the knee, any fleshy parts, and the large muscles of the thighs, fleshy parts. Both hips, pelvis, the big muscles in the buttocks, and all the fleshy parts here. As we sense the lower half of the torso, all the fleshy organs, many of them related to the digestion, here in the lower half of the abdomen, muscles, of course. Diaphragm and all the fleshy parts in the upper half of the torso. Just sensing, imagining, understanding, yeah, flesh, lots of flesh here throughout the torso. Flesh there in the top of the shoulders, to both shoulders together. Down both arms, the muscles of the biceps. Fleshy parts of the arms, the forearms, through the palms and fingers, the little muscles here. Flesh, simple truth of flesh. And in the throat and throughout the neck, lots of flesh under the skin, around the bones. Flesh, and up into the head, the brain, the tongue, the eyeballs, lots of flesh here in the head, and just sensing those juicy, fleshy parts here in the head, neither attractive nor repulsive, it's just flesh. And taking a few moments as we just sense the flesh throughout the whole body. And see if it's possible to have a balanced, equanimous way of sensing the flesh of the body. This very basic truth, there is flesh, always has been flesh. Just flesh. And we'll go down through the body again, just aware of the bones. So feeling the head where we left off. But now interested again, both in the idea of bones, the imagination of bones, and the felt sense. Just the certainty that here in the head there are bones. Bones of the jaw, the teeth. Bones of the skull, cartilage of the nose, bones. Feeling the vertebra and the neck, and the structure of the collarbones and upper ribs there in the shoulders. Shoulder joints down both arms. Bones of the arms, elbow, forearms, all the bones in the hands. Bones. Bones of the arms and hands, bones of the shoulders. And bones in the upper half of the torso. So the structure of the rib cage, of course, breastbone, spine, upper spine. down into the lower half, the spine of the lower half and the structure of the pelvis, arch bones here in the pelvis, sits bones, hip sockets, large bones down through the thighs, structure of the knees, shins, lower legs, all the way down to the bones right there at the heel, both heels, structure of both feet, all the little bones throughout the feet. And again, just taking a few moments as we just sense the whole body and the simple truth of bones, lots of bones, neither attractive nor repulsive, just the ordinary truth. There are bones here. There's skin, there's flesh, there's bones. This body, simple truth. And now we'll go back down through the body and we'll work with the four elements. So we'll take a little bit more time. This may be new for some of you. When the Buddha taught this meditation on the four elements, he's really helping us go beyond the use or need of concept to a more direct experiencing of what we sometimes call the specific characteristic of sensation. So let's begin at the head again. We're just curious about the earthy qualities here in the head as they actually are. So we're directly experiencing the sensations here in the head. And in particular, interested in solidity. What the Buddha means by the earth or earthy qualities, hardness, roughness, heaviness, and the opposites, softness, smoothness, lightness. So for example, your teeth, upper teeth, lower teeth may be touching. And this is often for folks a very obvious experience of hardness, feeling two teeth making contact. But hardness or earthy elements can be found everywhere throughout the head. Any experience of touch will have an obvious or subtle quality of earthiness. Same as you move the awareness into the neck. We're just taking a few moments and in particular, noticing the truth of earthiness, hardness, softness, heavy or lightness, the smoothness of the clothes or the roughness of the clothes, and down into both shoulders, just scanning the actual sensations as they come and go, and interested in the earthiness of these sensations here in the shoulders. And the sense of solidity from the shoulder joints down both arms, earthiness in the arms, elbows, forearms, back of the hands, palms and fingers. Earth, heaviness, lightness, hardness, softness here in the arms. And even smoothness or roughness. This is earth, the particular specific qualities that are referred to as earth elements. And we allow the awareness to rest here in the upper torso, interested in the solidity, the earthiness here for a while. Take your time. You don't have to look hard, just allow the different elements of the experience, the different specific sensations, just let them appear. And you'll notice hardness or softness, smoothness, roughness, heaviness or lightness. Down into the lower half of the torso, take your time. Whatever appears as solid or earthy, hard or soft, heavy or light, down into the pelvis, both hips, floor of the pelvis. And one leg at a time, so just choose one and just feel from the hip sockets down through the thigh, the earthy solidity qualities here in the thigh, in the knee, shin and calf, ankle and heel, and the entirety of the foot and toes here in this one leg. We're just feeling the earthy solid qualities, hard or soft, heavy, light. And from the other hip, down the other leg, take your time. Just tuning into the earth, solidity. Through the leg, down through the foot, to the toes. Aware the earthiness here, directly, immediately, as sensation. Take a little time, feel the whole body just highlighting, choosing to be sensitive to the earthy qualities of solidity. Feeling weight, for example, any roughness, any smoothness, any hardness or softness. Heaviness, lightness, smoothness, roughness. This is earth. It's just how it is. It's not really personal, like any experience of hardness or heaviness, like the hand resting on the leg or lap. We could just notice the heaviness of that hand or the hardness of the touch. But those specific qualities of sensation, it's not really personal, the hardness. It's just what it is, hardness being known. And we're going to bring our awareness to another element. It's called the water element, but just pointing, this term water element is just pointing to, in this case, a more subtle experience that we find in sensation itself. It's often described as that sensed experience of cohesion and flow, the body held together. So as we bring the attention to the feet and to the legs, just a sense of the cohesion of the feet and legs, the sensations, in a sense, held together. Or maybe a sense of flow, movement. And in the pelvis, sense of cohesion, body held, belongs together. Throughout the torso, the cohesion of the shoulders and both arms, both hands. Through the neck, through the head. The water element, the cohesive element, holds everything, integrates everything. So notice that more subtle aspect of the bodily experience now. And just do the best you can. We're not trying to force anything or make something up. But right here in the experience of sensation is this water element, this sense of cohesion and flow. This integration, sensing it, just the water element. And then we'll do the fire element, which is really the word used to point to the experience of temperature, warmth and coolness. So we'll begin at the head now, just feel the head as it is. But train the attention to be interested in the experience of temperature, fire. So any sense of warmth or coolness. And we can always find, if we're interested and we know how to pay attention, we can notice the relative warmth in places, the relative coolness. So we're learning to highlight, to attune to the experience of temperature in the head to begin with. It's easy generally to feel a sense of coolness as the air comes in through the nostrils and a relative sense of heat as the air leaves out through the nostrils. But there are many ways to attune to fire, heat, and coolness. So take our time, we open to the throat and the neck, temperature. And tops of the shoulders, tuning to fire, to temperature. And feeling the heat and coolness down both arms, both hands. Really learn to be interested in these specific elements. So now we're working with temperature. And see if you can attune to both ends, both the coolness but also the heat. As you feel both hands, fingers, both arms and shoulders, temperature. And we feel the upper half of the torso, taking our time, we're not forcing or rushing. I'm just curious about temperature here in the upper half of the torso. Interested in the fire element, down to the lower half, just patiently opening, sensing what's here. Again, we're not making anything up. We're just learning to be with the specific qualities or specific elements. Heat and coolness in the lower half of the torso. Down both legs at the same time, noticing the coolness, noticing places of warmth, relatively speaking. The knees and shins, calves, and eventually down through both feet to the toes. Interested in temperature here. Letting everything else about sensation fall into the background, and let the experience of temperature throughout the body come into the foreground because the mind is interested. Temperature. This is the fire element. It's not personal, is it? It's just temperature being known, coolness and warmth being felt. Not really my heat or my coolness. Nothing that I own. It's just temperature being known. And the fourth element is the wind or the air element, and it really refers to the experience, the sensory experience of pressure. Pushing, and its opposite, which would be a sense of being held in place. So we're beginning at the head again. As we feel the head, you might feel some pressure pushing in the middle of the head. Maybe related to the breath coming in and going out. So just be curious, don't jump on any particular sensation, but just let the wind element, air element, let it reveal itself as a kind of pushing or pressure or stillness or being held. Move down when you're ready through the neck. Through the shoulders, tops of the shoulders and shoulder joints. Any sense of stillness, any sense of pressure. Might be really subtle. Down both arms and hands, take your time. Notice any inner sense of pressure, stillness, movement, flow through the hands, arms, shoulders. And taking your time feeling the upper half of the torso, interested in the air element. Lower half of the torso, any sense of pressure, stillness, structure. Down both legs, both feet. Whole body, aware of the air element. Letting everything else fall into the background and just curious about this more subtle, or at least often subtle, experience of pressure, structure, even the uprightness of the body is related to the air element. The body being held upright. Ah, this is what the Buddha means by the air element, this specific aspect of sensation. And as we sense the whole body we understand there are these elements, these aspects of sensation. None of them are personal. None of them are owned or controlled. There are natural elements that come and go because of so many causes and conditions. So we can be aware for the last few minutes just of the whole body coming and going, this constantly changing expression of sensation. And just meeting it with a beautiful, peaceful balance, balanced awareness, openness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.